U.S. Senator Ed Markey was on the Cape last week for a lengthy meeting with the Army Corps of Engineers. The topic? Finding a way to fund building two new bridges to replace the aging Bourne and Sagamore bridges. WCAI Sarah Tan spoke briefly with Markey afterward, and she's here now with more details. Morning, Sarah.
Morning, Catherine.
Well, getting funding to replace the bridges isn't easy, we know that, but Markey and some other federal lawmakers from Massachusetts, including U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Congressman Bill Keating, have co-sponsored a bill that could ease the way for bridge funding. We actually heard from Keating last week on this topic, the ESCAPE Act. So why is language to fund bridges buried in this bill, which this bill is to upgrade evacuation routes nationwide? Why do that instead of just asking for the money outright?
So I guess going back a little bit, Markey was here late last week to discuss with the Army Corps that the ESCAPE Act is going to be allotting around $1 billion of federal money to states across the country to update their escape routes for disasters. But I did hear from a staffer of Markey's that another reason he's behind this bill is specifically to help the Cape rebuild the Sagamore and Bourne bridges, which he said were in need of replacement. But the federal government can't just allot money directly towards rebuilding the bridges because that would be called earmarking money, which is illegal. So they've allotted money through this evacuation routes program. But an estimate, just for background, a recent estimate of replacing the bridges put the cost at each bridge around $300 million. So not a small price tag.
And interesting, too, I guess it makes sense to put the bridges in something like this, given that there's only a couple ways off Cape Cod, and that would be via the Bourne and Sagamore bridges. So it makes sense to put funding for something like this if you're looking at upgrading evacuation plans around the country, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And Wendy Northcross of the Chamber of Commerce has been a very vocal supporter of the act. She has stated that these two bridges are pretty much the only way out for about 200,000 Cape residents if there is a natural disaster or any other disaster that requires an evacuation. So rebuilding these two bridges is really an important priority for the federal government.
Mm-hmm. And of course, there'll be so many more people if there were something to happen in the summertime, too, as the Cape's population kind of balloons. Do you know exactly what Markey was talking about with the Army Corps? Is it just to kind of brief them on what's going on the federal level? Or is, you know, the U.S. Army Corps, of course, is a federal agency itself, but the gears to get a new bridge in place kind of, they seem to grind slowly.
Absolutely, yes. So they were discussing funding options since while the federal government is agreeing to give $1 billion, they do need to know how much exactly the Army Corps estimates they'll need to replace the bridges and how they're going to work together to secure that funding and to have other infrastructure in place for evacuations while these two bridges are under construction. So essentially just the first steps of planning.
Yeah. And with the ESCAPE Act itself, I mean, we've talked so often both on NPR News and here at WCII about gridlock and how hard it can be to get a bill passed. Is there any hope for a bill of this measure?
Well, I guess my answer is probably not going to be satisfying to a lot of people. The answer is maybe. I did ask Senator Markey that question. He mentioned that this was really just the first meeting with the Army Corps, the first of many that will become a back and forth about cost estimates and funding. I did ask him if we can expect to see any progress in the next decade on this bridge situation. And well, he said they're in the early stages right now, but he hopes so.
So we'll have to wait and see. But I think it's interesting that there's even talk going on about these bridges. We've heard a lot from locals in the past couple years, but now we're hearing something on the federal level. That's WCAI's Sarah Tan. Thanks so much for the update.
Thanks, Catherine.